What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you buying?
I'd buy that for a dollar.
Or are you selling?
The Falcon never wants to sell.
NFL buy or sell.
All right, Denton and I buy something that we really like, a team, a player, a concept, a division. We sell something that we really like, and that is the segment. It's 1 week. It's really hard. But, you know, just like kind of preseason games, you can see an individual performance, and you can say, I think I saw something there that, you know, is going to sort of end up being a trend. And I'm going to start with this, Denton. I think Aaron Rodgers is going to have a big year with the Jets. I thought he looked really, really comfortable throwing the football. That ball didn't look any different than at any point during Aaron Rodgers' career in terms of the velocity, the accuracy, the timing. He looked totally in control at the line of scrimmage. They lost that game because of the defense. You know, the Jet defense is supposed to be great. They could not stop the run and could not get off the field. I'm buying Aaron Rodgers to have a big year. Now, I am interested in whether or not, you know, we talked to Aaron Schatz about this yesterday, the DVOA creator, and we've had Aaron on the show a lot, and I love having Aaron on the show. And he mentioned something that, you know, I definitely learned from him several years ago, and that is defense is much more variable year to year than offense is. It's much easier, and the consistency with predicting offense from last year to this year to year, is... There's less variance. Kansas City's offense is great last year. It's probably going to be great this year. San Francisco's offense, great running team last year, probably going to be that this year. Whereas defense, even when you have a great defensive team, there's just more variance. Players are lost. You don't have a single player typically that's as impactful to the result on that side of the ball like quarterback is on offense. And, you know, the Jet defense lost Huff. In free agency, they lost Parker in free agency. They lost a couple of pieces. Hassan Reddick isn't in. Could the Jets go from being a top five, top three defensive team to maybe having a big step back? That'll be crucial to what the Jets do. Look, 2022, Washington's defense was number 9 in the league in DVOA. Last year, 31, with largely the same group and the same coaches. So it's very unpredictable, much more unpredictable than offense is. But I do, I did like what I saw from Aaron Rodgers throwing the football and how comfortable he seemed. He had multiple balls dropped in the game, but that combination of Rodgers to Garrett Wilson in particular is going to be one of the best combinations in the game this year. You know, assuming he stays healthy, of course. But I'm buying Aaron Rodgers after one game. What's your first buy, Aaron?
So I will say that I have way more.
I called you Aaron.
Yeah, not Aaron.
Aaron's my other producer.
I have way more things to sell than I do to buy.
Okay.
But I'm going to first buy. I'm going to buy the rushing offense for the Los Angeles Chargers. I think more so than anything, there's going to be a massive commitment to running. That's just kind of the Jim Harbaugh way of doing things. Yeah. But to see it in action against the Raiders and really to see the offensive line completely stifle two guys on the defensive line and Christian Wilkins and mainly Max Crosby that are really, really good. I mean, Joe Alt starts on that right side now, so he had the matchup with Max Crosby just about all afternoon, and he was really, really impressive. There's going to be a commitment to running with that organization that I don't think we see in much other places in the NFL, so I'm really impressed with that. So I'm going to buy their rushing offense.
I like that a lot. I mean, they have Baltimore's backfield, J.K. Dobbins and Gus Edwards there. To your point, you know what he wants to be if they have the ability to be that. Yeah. And by the way, he understands what that would do for Justin Herbert. Rather than just put Justin in shotgun and let's put every game on his, you know, on his back. I agree with you. They'll also be just a tough, disciplined team as well. I've got another buy, and that is, it's very early, I understand this, but I'm going TJ Watt as the defensive player of the year. That's not out there. You know, clearly he's one of the top three defensive. You put him in the top two. You'd say Myles Garrett, TJ Watt are the two best defensive players in the game. But against a pretty decent offensive line, he single-handedly wrecked the first game of the year. He was awesome, and he got called on a very questionable offsides that was close. He got called on another play that was a personal foul that was very questionable. My God, is there a more intense athletic freak in the game? The combination of compete and just athleticism, and by the way, just overall technique. Is there a better defensive combination of those things in one body than in TJ Watt? The dude is awesome to watch. I'm buying him here after one performance as the defensive player of the year. What else are you buying?
All right, so this is the final thing that I'm buying. This might actually kind of tread in the direction of a bold prediction, but I think it's accurate. I'm going to buy the rumors that Davante Adams is not lasting this year with the Las Vegas Raiders. You know, Gardner Minshew is a fun story a couple years ago. I think he's a fine quarterback.
He was a fun story last year.
I mean, like the persona of Gardner Minshew, the jorts, the mustache, trying to break his own hand with a hammer in college to get another year of eligibility. Like, the lore of this guy goes very, very deep. But I don't think that he's a great quarterback. I think he's a fine quarterback. He's a nice quarterback to have. I don't think that he's a weekly starting quarterback in this league at a high level, at least. Certainly not the level that Davante Adams wants to produce at. We already knew that he was a little unhappy towards the end of last year with the quarterback situation. I don't think this helps it. And at best, they get a rookie quarterback next year, unless they find somebody who's unhappy and want to make a trade. But now that Dak Prescott is signed up, it feels like they're going to go into the rebuilding with a rookie quarterback mode. I think Davante Adams either is going to force or they're going to do right by him and get him out of there by the trade deadline. So I don't think he'll be wearing the black and silver all year.
I'm going to buy one more thing. I'm just going to buy the New England Patriots here early as a team that's going to be much better than people think. It's not just because of the win over Cincinnati. They were a good defensive football team last year. Quarterback's been a big part of the problem. Playmakers have been a big part of the problem offensively. Jacoby Brissett's one hell of a game-managing quarterback, worst case. Okay, and that's not a negative. That's not a criticism. I think he really... I'm like, he had one of the highest QBRs of any quarterback in the league on Sunday. It was 82.2. Took care of the football against Cincinnati's defense on the road. I was reading some stuff about the Patriots game, and some of the coaches said constantly got them out of good plays, out of bad plays, and into good plays at the line of scrimmage. This is an experienced, and I think throughout his career, an undervalued player. Everybody's always talked about Jacoby being an incredible teammate, incredible in the locker room, all of those things. I mean, hell, we saw him play two games last year where he came in off the bench and nearly led victory comebacks, big comebacks, against the Rams and the Jets. Thankfully, they didn't win either one of those games, or Jaden Daniels wouldn't be playing for Washington right now. But there's something about, you know, every year when you take one of those teams that's supposed to be awful, one of those teams isn't going to be awful. And I think it's going to be the Patriots. I thought it was going to be the Panthers before Sunday, and I'm not coming off of that yet. But Brissett's an impressive person, an impressive, you know, worst-case game-managing quarterback, And they've got some defensive players with a defensive head coach. And they really laid it on Cincinnati. I know you'll tell me Cincinnati's always terrible in week one. And Ja'Marr Chase, you know, wasn't ready to play yet, even though he was out there. And the Bengals will be fine. And I don't disagree with that. But that's a real solid win for the New England Patriots. They get Seattle, by the way, at home. You know, West Coast going to East Coast, playing an early game. What if they got off to a 2-0 start? That would be a shocker. The Patriots, I'm buying to be much better than most people anticipate. I think Aaron Schatz told us the same thing yesterday on the show. Are you buying anything else, or are you going to get into your cells now?
I'm getting into my cells now, if you don't mind. This one is obvious. I would imagine that you were going to be on the same path as I am. Return on investment, not great. We're selling the Green Bay Packers.
Yep, my number one.
With no Jordan Love. Obviously, you know I have a very special place in my heart for Malik Willis, but that special place in the heart is for college stuff. Not for the NFL stuff. He's not a great NFL quarterback. And if you're missing Jordan Love for an extended period of time, all the hopes of making it to the postseason, you know, potentially winning a division, those are all out the window because Malik Willis is not going to carry you to that.
Yeah, that was my number one, too. I mean, this is going to be crucial. They have not put him on the injured reserve, right? So there's a possibility it'll be less time than they're projecting. Malik Willis couldn't even throw a Hail Mary when he came in at the end of the game. I mean, come on, dude. You're putting it. He's got an arm. You know that. They put him in to throw a Hail Mary after Jordan Love gets hurt, and he gets sacked. Like, you got to unload that ball and get it downfield on that final play. He was so bad when we saw him. Remember we saw him start that game against Kansas City on a Sunday night or a Monday night? Was that last year or 2 years ago? I can't even remember now.
2 years ago, I think.
And it was, they actually were in the game, but he was just dreadful. You really have to change the offense to a certain degree with him. I'm surprised they didn't have a different situation at backup quarterback because they added him late in the summer. So they would be my number one sell as well. The other thing that I am ready to sell, and it's off of an impressive win. I'm just still not sure about a team like New Orleans, okay? This may seem obvious because they beat the Panthers. They scored 47 points. Aaron Schatz told us people that open up week one with that kind of a win typically are on their way to a winning record. I still am not a Derek Carr guy. I actually thought Carolina was okay defensively last year and expected them to be that this year. He was 19 of 23 for 200 yards and three touchdowns. He had an 84.9 QBR and a 142.5 passer rating. He spread the ball around to like 10 or 10 different guys. They had a running game with Alvin Kamara. But I just don't believe in Derek Carr, and I'm selling the Saints now while I can because this may be the most impressive performance for them of the year. By the way, Schatz told us he loves the Saints and that DVOA likes the Saints heading into this season. I think that's going to change. We'll see. They play the Cowboys this Sunday. In Dallas. So big kind of game here early to just see what the Saints are made of, see if the Cowboys get a test. By the way, did you know that Chase Young in that game, just a complete side note, had one of the best pass rush win rates in the league on Sunday? He didn't have a sack. He had two quarterback hits and a few quarterback pressures, but apparently he looked good and played well. What I can't figure out was it late in the game? It was 40-10 or whatever, or was it during the early portion of the game? I haven't looked that up yet, but
I think it was during the middle portion of the game, which could be classified as the late portion of the game.
It was 30-0.
Yeah, because the Saints were up 30-0, so everything was like the late portion of the game.
Yeah, I'm gonna go look to see what his snap count was. I'll find that. What else do you have? What else are you selling?
This is my final sell. This is a big sell. I'm selling Deshaun Watson. Any hope that this guy was going to be a good quarterback? He got sued again this week. If you haven't read the lawsuit, I would tread lightly. It's very bad. And then we find out this dude, on the cusp of being sued, created his own burner account to defend himself. on social media, he accidentally dropped the line on this burner account, "You don't know me." Can't do that on a burner account, and people are going to start asking questions. This guy stinks.
Wait, hold. You got to explain that to me again. So he set up a burner account, what, to defend himself,
to defend himself. Literally, and, so the burner account is Leroy Bickerstaff. It's at Leroy Bickers 4.
But what did he tweet out that was kind of like inviting people to investigate?
So somebody tweeted about Deshaun Watson, said, "All right, get your ass off Twitter and get in the film room, yada, yada, yada." And then Leroy Bickerstaff was like, "You don't know me. Go make a meal or something." Like, you can't be dropping that you don't know me kind of stuff.
That's just so stupid.
So stupid. So stupid. And this account was literally just made in September of this year, and it already has amassed close to 4,000 followers. Everybody has a pretty good idea it's him. I don't think he's going to see another dollar of the contract with that lawsuit that came out, unless the Browns knew about that when they traded for him, which if they did, that raises a whole bunch of other questions. Like, they might have a legal out. That guy's done in the NFL, and at this point, good riddance.
So I just looked this up real quickly. All right. Chase Young in the game Sunday played 37 snaps, 63% of the defensive snaps for New Orleans, the second most for any of their defensive linemen. And he was, where is it? Hold on for 1 second. I had it here a second ago. He was third in the league in pass rush win rate in week one. There's your candidate for comeback player of the year after 1 week.
After 1 week.
No, the point being is that he wasn't in there for garbage time. You know, he was clearly in there. I mean, garbage time happened pretty quickly in that game. You know, they have Cam Jordan. They have Granderson as their starting defensive ends. But Chase Young played a lot in the game and was effective. Did not have a sack, but had a ton of pressures, ton of quarterback hits. And apparently had a very high per next gen pass rush win rate. All right. I didn't get to this Monday. I didn't get to it yesterday, but I promised I would. Just some thoughts on Maryland's loss to Michigan State, a game that I know for Terp fans was not pleasing. We were expecting something a little bit different to start the season. More on that next. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, theteam980.com. All of our coverage on this show of the football team, the NFL, college football is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Later to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.